As long as people, ordinary people, are able to free themselves from the doctrinal controls imposed on them by their self-appointed betters and mentors, as long as they're able to do this, they'll continue to be able to struggle for peace and justice and freedom and limitations on violence and constraints on power, as they've been doing for hundreds of years, and I don't see any end to that. Where it'll end up in the long run, I can tell you where I'd like it to, but I wouldn't even dream about that. The immediate problem is to free ourselves from the shackles imposed very consciously by the kind of people you're talking about, who don't want the facts to be known, and for very good reasons, because if people know the facts, they're not going to tolerate them. So therefore, you have to prevent them from knowing. You have to indoctrinate them. You have to tell them stories about how we're really good guys, and if we use violence, it must be for the general good, because we represent the course of history. Yeah, that's the job of propagandists for power and violence. And it's the task of populations to free themselves from those kinds of controls and domination.